Paul Guyer, Cole Custer in front of him. Also hold serve on that $100,000 bonus coming his way from Xfinity.
Cole Custer looks pretty comfortable right now as the race leader. He's got that four dialed in as they come back to the line. It'll be 93 circuits to go here. 93 laps at Dover under the green. Goes by in a flash. Been watching today a couple of other cars. Ryan Truex not had quite the run he had last year when he led 120-some laps. But he has been pretty racy, Pat. He's out there battling with Sheldon Creed right now.
Yeah, he goes nose to tail with him as they head into turn number three. Truex in that black number 20 going to work right on the bumper of Sheldon Creed. Not able to get anything done this time all four.
Ryan Truex, who led 124 of the 200 laps a year ago, has yet to lead even a single lap today. Again, he goes to battle with his teammate Sheldon Creed in turn two. He works his way to the inside. Creed up on top.
Creed's not giving anything away to Truex, though. Truex is going to have to work hard into turn three. He'll back off now and try to regroup. Meanwhile, Carson Quapple doing a great job there. He's right in the middle of that mix as well.
Carson Quapple is in the 88 car. That is a junior motorsports car. Oh, he roughed up Truex a little bit that last time. Caught him in the quarter panel. Tries to run him up the racetrack here in turns one and two. Quapple now side by side with Truex.
Now let's see how that battle works out down the backstretch. Quapple this time will duck in behind Truex. They'll go down to turns three and four. Quapple's got a mirror full of A.J. Allmendinger and Chandler Smith as well off turn four.
Chandler Smith, a light tap to the back bumper of A.J. Allmendinger. Also right there, Anthony Alfredo. Those three cars under a blanket in turn number two.
We're watching off of turn number four right now. Riley Herbst has really crept up there and now is in the mirror of Justin Allgaier. Herbst in that number 98. Sammy Smith not far away from that battle either.
Not a battle for the lead, but there are great battles all around this racetrack right now as Allgaier rides in that second spot, but Riley Herbst wants to wrestle that away. We've got to take a break. We'll come right back to Dover.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
A contender early again. We want to document that again. Jesse Love is minus two laps down to the leader, Cole Custer. 86 laps to go here in this Xfinity Series race in Dover, Delaware. Cole Custer, your leader by 3.4 seconds over Justin Allgaier. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
83 laps here to go at Dover. Cole Custer is the race leader by 3.3 seconds over second place running Justin Allgaier. But making Allgaier's life interesting is Riley Herbst, Pat Patterson. He just won't let him get away.
No, he won't. And right now they come off of turn number two, and Herbst will have about another three car lengths to work up to the bumper of Justin Allgaier. Allgaier using the very bottom of the racetrack in that black and white number seven.
Allgaier, the last time by, ran the fastest lap, has cut the gap down to 3.2 seconds behind the leader, Cole Custer. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. Doug Rice, Mark Garrow in the booth. Pit Road, Brad Gilley, Wendy Venturini, Brett McMillan out in the turns. It is Pat Patterson, our race director today. It's Laura Beth Barnhart. Calling the shots for the engineering team is Harold Hamrick. We have got 80 laps left to go. Cole Custer in pretty comfortable position right now, 3.3 seconds up. There have only been four yellow flags. And Mark, the last yellow flag we had was for the end of stage two. We went all the way through stage two without a yellow, and so far we have ran 25 laps in this stage.
Doug, during the pre-race show, you said, watch out, this race could go by in a flash, and indeed that is what's happening. We've got some great speeds on the Monster Mile, and again, no cautions, and this race is flying by.
It is getting by. 78 laps remain here. Cole Custer in a great spot. Mark, he doesn't have to punish his race car. He's out in front. He's got the clean air, and he can dictate this race now to just about all the other competitors.
Doug, the one thing he has to keep in mind, that Justin Allgaier back there, who again dominated the opening stage, leading 32 of the 45 laps, he's in the second spot. He's inching forward, but he's not gaining a lot of ground. And Custer, Doug, he's a veteran. He's won 13 times on the Xfinity Series. He knows when to hold them, knows when to fold them. Right now, he's just holding them, just playing the lap cars as easy as he can.
It is not coincidence that the guys that have the big win totals in this series are running up toward the front. You said Cole Custer, he has 13 wins here. And Justin Allgaier, he has stacked up a boatload of wins in this series.
Absolutely, Doug. And again, these are the two guys that came into this race as one of the three that have gone to victory lane here before. And in the case of Justin Allgaier, Allgaier has 23 wins on the Xfinity Series. And yeah, oh, by the way, again, both know what is going on and how to get it done on the Monster Mile.
And the guy that's laying back in third is Riley Herbst. Riley says, hey, you know what? If I can't win this race, I would love to. I'll take the consolation prize, which is $100,000 of the Xfinity Dash for Cash money.
Doug, again, we talked with him yesterday about this. He said it's not a big topic of conversation, but they know it's out there, and that they know everybody. They may not know how big of a piece of the pie they get, but they know they're all getting a bonus.
It's a pretty nice little race going on back here at the back end of the top 10 with Ryan Truex, A.J. Allmendinger, and Chandler Smith. They're all chained together right here as Truex pulls that little group down into turn one. Then it's A.J. Allmendinger and a single car length back. It's going to be Chandler Smith off of turn two.
Now watching Truex now as he kind of leads that parade. A.J. Allmendinger right there with him. They enter turn four, separated by a car length or two. Allmendinger looks in the bottom of the racetrack. He may get a chance to pass him.
Now, Doug, one of the biggest surprises I've had today is Ryan Truex having a good car, but nothing close to a year ago. And he said in the pre-race he liked his car. He liked the way it felt under the long green flag run. Just hasn't happened. He's been top 10 good, but not top 5 good, and certainly not anyone at this point that's challenging for the win.
I'm just watching right now. The delta, Pat Patterson, between Cole Custer and Allgaier is shrinking. It was at 3.5 seconds. It's down to 2.5 seconds now from Custer back to Allgaier.
Well, when you talk about, again, veterans, and especially somebody like Justin who knows how to win here, they know when they've got to go in terms of the amount of laps they've got to work with. They got the weather to deal with this afternoon, not knowing exactly when this race could be ended. And right now, Justin Allgaier is doing exactly what he needs to do, and that's close this gap down as best he can. Here's the leader. Here's Cole Custer into turn three, exiting turn four. Now Allgaier right by me, right behind him in second.
Allgaier has the lap car of Jesse Love between him and the leader. Doug, I also want to give a quick shout-out who's a driver that's looking very strong in the closing stages, the rookie Carson Quappel, making just his second Xfinity Series start, his second for Junior Motorsports. He finished fourth at Martinsville, and he's proving that was no fluke. He's top 10 again today, currently riding at number 6.
And he's raced for some spots. You know what I mean? It's not just inherited him because he's gotten a good car. He's had to get racy and move some people around a little bit. He got physical with Ryan Truex a few laps ago. We're running out of laps. 69 to go here at Dover.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
Today's broadcast from the Monster Mile is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. The gap between Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, has been cut now to 1.8 seconds with 66 laps to go. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
62 laps to go here at Dover, and race leader Cole Custer knows that he's going to have a challenge here from Justin Allgaier. Allgaier cut it down from 3.5 seconds to less than a second here as they exit turns 1 and 2.
And Custer knows he's got a lot of lap traffic he's going to have to deal with here. Justin Allgaier can clearly see the leader now. Custer working to the top side of the racetrack, all four. Allgaier trying to cut into that lead.
He goes around Josh Williams, who was 2 laps down, make it 3. Now going around the lap car of Brendan Poole. Custer still working heavy traffic in turn 2.
Bottom of the racetrack, Custer now slide up here, and he's got some more traffic to deal with. Down the backstretch, he comes in that 00 white and silver car. Bottom of the racetrack, he goes. Justin Allgaier, a good ways back from him right now, trying to close that gap.
Now, keep in mind, all this lap traffic to Cole Custer has to slog his way through. Guess what? The same can be said for Justin Allgaier. So it giveth and it taketh away as Custer exits turn 2.
Yeah, there's no question about that. He's got to deal with the same thing. Here's Custer midway down the backstretch. He enters turn 3, portals on the steering wheel. Now Allgaier in the middle of the racetrack, and he's got at least 5 or 6 cars. Allgaier does to catch up to Custer.
Yeah, there are cars in front of him. You've got the Haley Deegan car is there, Ryan Ellis. They're separating again among the four cars separating the leaders as they work out of turn number two.
A lot of cars, a lot of traffic right now. Once again, Cole Custer midway down the backstretch. Justin Allgaier trying to dispense with these lap cars as fast as he can. He's trying to work his way underneath Brendan Poole right now in the 44.
This lap traffic's actually played to the favor of Cole Custer and that Haas automation machine as he has picked up his lead by over a half second more. It was down to 1 second. It's 1.6 now, Pat.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. He has had a better go of it at getting around the lap track than Justin has had. Custer's got more traffic in front of him now, trying to get underneath Shane Van Gisbergen off of turn four.
As they work their way out of the turn, there's going to be 57 laps to go. Cole Custer looks at the back bumper of Shane Van Gisbergen. Gisbergen looks up. There's two cars ahead of him, door to door.
Yeah, right now there's a roadblock in front of Custer, and he's really got to execute here well before he loses some time to Justin Allgaier trying to close that gap. He gets around Jesse Love now midway through three and four.
That was a bad lap for the race leader, Cole Custer. You could visually see Allgaier closing down the distance as they go across the stripe. The differential this time shrinks down to 0.8 of a second. That's as close as Allgaier's been.
Well, Custer's kind of got stuck on the top side of the racetrack right behind Van Gisbergen. Jesse Love kind of closes up that gap. That's the car in between. He in second place running Justin Allgaier. Now Custer tries to work to the top side.
And they go up the racetrack as well. Allgaier makes up a lot of ground as they exit turn four. Again, your leader, Cole Custer, mired in heavy traffic in turn one.
No, it's on now. Allgaier can clearly see the leader, and he's going to work. Bottom of the racetrack. Custer's going to get stuck on the outside again. Van Gisbergen, just as fast as Custer is. Now Custer gets free of Van Gisbergen. Bottom of the racetrack he goes, but Justin Allgaier is right there.
Custer down on the bottom of the racetrack. Right in behind him is Jesse Love. That's a lap car. Shane Van Gisbergen battles back to the outside. That boxes Custer up even more. He is trapped between the proverbial rock and the hard place. Now he's got to get around Josh Williams.
Allgaier right there in the mix now as they work down the backstretch. Custer tries to get underneath Shane Van Gisbergen, and Allgaier is right on the bumper of the leader off turn number four.
Three wide, Van Gisbergen in the middle as Cole Custer goes underneath him. Kyle Weatherman on the top side, and again, Allgaier picks up more ground.
The veteran's really got to pick his ground as Custer goes up to the top side of the racetrack, trying to get some grip up there, calling about four car lengths from first to second right now as they enter turn three and four. Down to the bottom of the racetrack goes Custer.
Shane Van Gisbergen is the first car one lap down. Cole Custer finally got around him, and now Allgaier is going to have a devil of a time trying to get around the New Zealander, is holding up the pack here. It is Cole Custer leading by about six car lengths, and now Allgaier tries to get under Van Gisbergen.
Yeah, he's got a better car. He makes that move, and now he tries to tries to get under Van Gisbergen over here in three and four. He's going to be able to do it this time off of turn, but they're going to stay side by side.
Cole Custer again having a lot of trouble in heavy traffic, now trying to lap Jeremy Clements in the 21st spot, and Clements is not making it very easy.
Clements slides up to the top side of the racetrack, gives way, gives some running room to the leader now, off of turn number four. Custer midway down the backstretch into turn four. Right behind him is the number 51 of Jeremy Clements. Now Allgaier is going to have to get around Clements as well.
None of these cars that are getting lapped are obligated to get out of the way of the race leader. They want to try to stay on that lead lap, which we have 50 to go here at Dover.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier in pursuit have pulled away from third place Riley Herbst. We've got 47 laps to go at Dover, and this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Over Cole Custer has maintained about a 6-car length lead. A quick update from pit road and Wendy Venturini.
The rain that we've been watching on the radar is directly over Dover Motor Speedway. In fact, about 10 minutes ago, it was 2 miles off of turn two, according to a lot of the engineers, crew chiefs, and spotters up atop the high above the speedway. But right now we have some slight rain drizzling off of turns three and four on my area of pit road. Not enough to slow down the race, but here's what it means for these drivers. They are going for broke right now. 43 laps to go, and they know they have no time to waste. What does that mean for the crew chiefs? They also are changing strategies based upon we could get a rain-shortened race with only 42 laps to go.
And NASCAR just waved the yellow flag as Wendy was wrapping up that report, with precipitation on the backstretch being the cause for this latest yellow flag. And as we can look to our left here, we see just a slight amount of rain on the window of our broadcast booth. And don't know if this is not enough to probably end the race, but it's going to make some decisions very key.
It could, Doug, and it could be an official race. We are past stage two. We're past the halfway mark as well of this Bet Rivers 200. Cole Custer took the yellow flag as the leader. We talked about in our pre-race show, Ford has been 0-for in all top three NASCAR series this season. Might be able to get off the snide here this afternoon. Cole Custer, your leader, under a light shower here in Dover, Delaware.
Emphasis on the word light there. As we're looking out the window at this moment, we can't really see the rain. So it is a very, very slight rain. NASCAR, I think, as we've said earlier, will keep the cars out there, try to keep the heat in the racetrack, and hopefully get this thing refired here, as this is just the fifth yellow of the day. We had gone for runs of 45 and 61 laps, so a big chunk of this race had been run without the benefit of the yellow flag today. This is just the fifth one. Two for cause. We had a crash that involved Ryan Sieg's car going up in flames, and he had to pull off over in turn one. And before that, a very early crash that involved Haley Deegan and J.J. Yaley. Haley's car was damaged. Yaley was out of the race.
Doug, riding in the third spot right now, Riley Herbst. So what do you think? He's had the third best car all day. He's run top five, had a strong day, but has not shown at this point anything to win the race. And he's got $100,000 right now in his back pocket with that Xfinity Series Dash for Cash bonus.
All right, now pit road is going to be open. These are big money stops, Mark. You cannot, if you're Cole Custer and you come in and pit here, you can't have something go wrong. You've got to get all the lug nuts on. You've got to get out first. The last thing you want to do is give up the race lead on pit road.
And, Doug, you're going to have some guys who decide not to pit because they still have a few laps of Sunoco fuel in the tank. They might be praying for a heavier rain to kind of swoop in here, and they might be able to steal one. So a lot is going on now here at the end of this race that was dominated first by Justin Allgaier and here in the later stages by Cole Custer. The green light is flashing. Will they come to pit road? No, they swoop by the line. They are staying out.
Only a handful of cars have decided to dive down onto the pit lane. Race leader Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier behind him, decided to stay out. It looks like maybe Riley Herbst committed. Let's go down to Windy.
Carson Quaffle gives up the sixth place position. He feels like he's been a little bit too tight and wanted to get a little bit better. If the opportunity gets back to green flag racing, it's four tires and Sunoco fuel for Carson Quaffle. Currently was in the sixth. Brad Gilley.
Couple of Junior Motorsports teammates in on my end of pit road. Brandon Jones comes in. He gets topped off with Sunoco race fuel. Also his teammate Sam Mayer coming in for four tires in Sunoco. Ryan Truex is in as well. Brett McMillan.
Riley Herbst came in. He got four tires. Figured they have nothing to lose. They may as well go for the win. Also in is Sheldon Creed. He's got four fresh tires. Car just really needs to be tightened up some.
All right, let's see how this all plays out. The top teams out there under the green stayed on the racetrack. Brad Gilley, I'm curious. Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier elected to stay out. Riley Herbst, who was running third, he came in. What's the play here with the fuel that they have in the car? What's the estimation of how far these cars can go?
Well, I can tell you this. Sammy Smith right now, who is being shown in third, they stayed out. He was running up in the top five. And Sammy was told, we estimate you have about 4 gallons of Sunoco race fuel in your car right now. So make sure you save as much as you can. And remember, these cars are carbureted. They're not fuel injected. He was also told, make sure you shake the car around and keep some fuel in the box. That is the pickup to be able to get the fuel through those carburetors and into the engine, but 4 gallons of Sunoco fuel are what these leaders who stayed out have right now.
All right, that's not a lot. NASCAR is going to keep them out there for a while under the yellow until this weather either abates or gets worse. Brad, while we're chatting with you, what is the weather like down on pit road now? All right, we'll catch back up with Brad Gilley here in a moment as we're watching the field circulate under the yellow here. This was brought out for rain on the backstretch. Brad, let's get that weather update now.
Yeah, weather update where I am. When Wendy was talking about weather a few minutes ago, that's about the hardest it's rained since the beginning of this race, and then it seemed to have died off just a little bit. It's still coming down. It's cold. It's very you can feel a lot of moisture out here right now. But as far as the drops coming down, there's nothing that's even staying on the asphalt on pit road. On the back side of the pit wall, I'm looking on the service side where it's concrete, and you're not seeing any drops linger around out there. But when Wendy was talking and the caution came out, it was raining hard enough to definitely bring that out, but now it seems to have lightened up.
NASCAR has just said that pit road is closed and they will turn them loose the next time by. So you're kind of wondering, is staying out the right play? Is that going to work out for me? Or these teams that came on, maybe this plays right to a Riley Herbst.
Holy smokes, this race could go upside down in a hurry. 7 cars did not pit. Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, Sammy Smith, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, Kyle Sieg, they did not pit. So 6 cars, 1 car, Weatherman just pitted. So Sieg at number 6 is the only other car that stayed out. Then you get to 7th place, Brandon Jones, Riley Herbst, Austin Hill, Carson Quaffle finish out the top 10. Those last 4 cars have pitted. Then 11 through 15, Sheldon Creed, A.J. Allmendinger, Sam Mayer, Jeb Burton, and his teammate Parker Retzlaff.
Now, this is going to be interesting. A lot of different strategies out here, but keep in mind, if this race goes the full measured distance of 200 miles, those teams that stayed off of pit road do not have enough fuel to go the rest of the way.
4 gallons is not going to make it, that update from
they're not going to go. They've turned the lights back on.
No, yeah. We got a car that's being pushed. Kyle Weatherman's being pushed by one of the Steeps wreckers over here back around this side, the 92 being pushed back to the pit area. So, yeah, guys, we'll have to go around again.
Let's check in with Brett McGillen.
It was interesting listening to Jonathan Toney, the crew chief for Cole Custer, decide to stay out. He basically told Cole, he goes, look, we're staying out, but keep an eye on your rearview mirror, and if everybody else starts
guys,
to come
I think
down.
Sammy Smith just ran out of gas. He just ran out of gas, and he just barely got it turned onto the pit road. Sorry about that, Brett, didn't mean to interrupt, but Sammy Smith now can't even get to his pit box.
Let's go back down to Brett McMillan.
That's okay, Pat, I understand. Yeah, but basically, Jonathan Toney was keeping an eye. He was keeping an eye on the big screen down here at the front stretch, and as soon as they saw everybody behind Cole Custer stay out, he said, stay out, stay out. So they were keeping an eye to see if everybody else behind Cole came down. Then they were going to come down. But in the short term, they've stayed out because the guys directly behind him were staying out.
I don't know if NASCAR is going to be able to restart this now because I'm watching Sammy Smith, and that car is about to come to a stop on pit road, and NASCAR is going to turn the caution lights back on so they can get a push truck out here and get the number 8 of Sammy Smith down to his pit box. Mark, he's about 8 pit boxes away. And it looks like they're going to have to get him a push car.
Man, what a tough break. Sammy Smith was running third or getting ready to restart in the third spot in the rundown when he all of a sudden has apparently run out of fuel. And, Doug, the usual measure crew chiefs tell you, I don't know if it's an exact science or not for them, but it's two yellow flag laps for every green flag lap as far as mileage. And, of course, these teams doing the best they can to stretch it. It's tough to do here at Dover, Doug, because of the banking all the way around the racetrack. Let's go back down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Colorful on the radio for Sammy Smith right now. He is not happy at all. Remember, he was told that he had about 4 gallons of gas left. Well, he didn't, because he said he ran out of gas, stopped off pit road, needed a truck. By the way, what you hear in the background is the field going by. That's sending him from third to putting him a lap down right now. So Adam Wall, the crew chief on this car for Sammy Smith, he's got it fired back up. They've got the Sunoco can engaged, and they're going to try and keep it as topped off as they can, but they've got to keep fuel in it. You can hear it starting to stumble a little bit in the background, and they're trying to put a little bit of starter fluid right there in the air intake as well and make sure this car continues to run. And it's stumbling a lot, so we'll find out what's going on with this, and they'll see if they can get him back on the racetrack. This car doesn't sound right now. Wendy Venturini, what's happening on your side?
Yeah, we could have a fuel mileage situation for a lot of drivers. So here in the pit stall for Justin Allgaier, they were one of the teams that stayed out. Justin Allgaier, of course, reporting a lot of rain starting to fall on his windshield right now. But the fuel calculator for the team basically has all the supplies now out from the cart. They went ahead and got them. They see what's happening here. We are very tight on fuel. We're banking on this particular pit area not to go back racing, but they are in a position, if we do, to possibly run out of fuel and have all of the supplies ready for Justin Allgaier, who's currently in second.
And it's funny.
Oh, sorry, leading.
All of the cars, well, Cole Custer is the actual race leader. Allgaier's being scored as the leader because during the yellow flag, he crossed the scoring line. But Cole Custer is still the race leader. Mark, all the cars down on the inside line are dropping down onto the bottom of the racetrack, the flat part of the apron, to get that fuel over to the fuel pickup to try to have a little bit of an advantage. And now Cole Custer, who is the race leader, has dropped down onto the bottom. They're going to have the cars come down pit road next time by because the rain has picked up a bit here. We can see now the in-car camera up on the big screens here for a couple of the race cars, and there is some precipitation that we've not lost the track yet, but the rain has definitely picked up.
So the fans are praying that it stops and we finish. Cole Custer is praying that the rain continues and he can win this race that he's dominated in the later stages here on the Monster Mile, Doug, because if this race restarts, right, you have 6 guys up front low on fuel. They start running out of fuel. People with fuel coming up from behind, that's usually a recipe for wrecks and other disasters. So we'll have to see how this plays out. The field behind the pace car is coming down onto the pit lane and we have still 34 laps to go in the Bet River 200 here at Dover, Delaware.
If they restart the race, Mark, and it goes to the conclusion, I don't know that Custer and Allgaier and that crew have any prayer of even a decent finish today because everybody that's already pitted is going to have track position ahead of them with not that many laps to go.
The only benefit, Doug, they would get to pit under yellow to get some fuel before the restart, because if they don't, they're on fumes. Literally.
But their track position is going to be
gone.
Junk. 20 cars behind the leaders. So it could be interesting, but right now they're bringing the cars down pit road and they'll probably bring them to a halt here for a little bit as we are under a yellow flag. They have not displayed the red just yet, but that will be shortcoming with 33 laps to go.
So Riley Herbst, Brandon Jones, the pole sitter today, coming on to pit road, pitting under this yellow. So did Austin Hill, Carson Quapple, in this group as well. And Doug, Riley Herbst, I think, has set himself up really well here at the end of the race. He could have a chance to win. If we go back to green, the leaders that who didn't pit will have to come on and get some Sunoco fuel. and Anthony Alfredo well behind him in that battle for the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash $100,000 bonus. So right now, Riley Herbst's team has played it pretty well on both sides.
That's a big chunk of cash to win. We'll take a break and come back as we're under a rain delay here in Dover.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Woo-hoo-hoo, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
Back here at Dover Motors Speedway, they're keeping the drivers in the cars here. We've got a rain delay, not a big rain. People don't even have umbrellas and rain jackets out yet, but we will see how all of this plays out. From Dover Motors Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
We're back at Dover, Delaware, the Monster Mile, the Bet Rivers 200 for the Xfinity Series, under just our fifth yellow flag, this for a light rain that's falling down here around this concrete one-mile track. As we talked about earlier today, the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash. We'll have more about that in just a minute. But let's go quickly down to Brett McMillan.
All right, I'm here with Devin Restivo, who is the crew chief for Riley Herbst. This thing may work out pretty well for you if we go back to green.
Yeah, it's going to work out really good for us. I think if we go back green, those guys got a pit in the next, 10 laps or so, and we're sitting good. We can make it to the end.
All right, you guys have had a pretty good car all day long, haven't quite gotten to the front. What changes have you made along the way that you think might help you in this final run?
We've just been fighting tight all day long and really struggling in lap traffic with the front end. So we've been freeing up all day long and did a small air pressure adjustment here to hopefully help him out and get up there.
And also, you guys right now, the top Dash for Cash guy.
That's right. So hopefully we can bring that $100,000 home for us.
All right. Good luck rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Devin Restivo. He is the crew chief for Riley Herbst. Wendy Venturini.
Jim Pullman, crew chief for Justin Allgaier. All right. Let's get the story. Pit road was open. It's raining right now. You guys chose to stay out. What's going through your head right now?
I'm just hoping that the rain comes like the radar says it's supposed to. I think we made the choice to stay out under what our tools are telling us.
I know your driver's currently talking. He doesn't know you're doing a radio interview. Sorry, Justin. You're going to have to repeat that for your crew chief. But if they do not open pit road, or do they open pit road, you do come back down because you are short of fuel, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I'm not going to say what we're going to do. I can only go so far on fuel. You're correct on that. We'll just have to see what this weather does, and that'll predict my decision there.
All right, good luck on making those calls. And Justin Allgaier, at the same time, we both had our radios open. He was trying to communicate with his crew chief. He's busy with PRN, guys.
Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, they're crew chiefs. Darned if you do, darned if you don't. I mean, that is one of the toughest spots to be, leading a race late, and you got this kind of deal right here.
I mean, if if the race gets rained, they're in great shape. I just heard NASCAR go all the way around the track, checking with the officials in each one of the corners. All of them said that the very same thing, very light rain. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Oh, I got a guy who's going to disagree with you, Doug. Jonathan Toney, who's the crew chief for Cole Custer, says it's pouring right now on the backstretch. Have you got a rain dance?
Well, I'm not much of a dancer, but if it would help, I'd start right now for sure. Nah, you know, everybody's done a great job on this Haas CNC Ford today. Cole's drove a heck of a race. You know, hate it comes down to this, you know, the weather that kind of plays into it. But Iggy and Taylor and everybody's done a good job being weathermen, even though they're not. But we'll just have to see what happens here.
You know, they often say the toughest spot to be in is situations like this is the guy in front, and that's exactly where you are.
Yeah, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, I guess, at the same time. But like I say, we're going to roll with we rolled the dice, so we're just going to see how it plays out here for us.
I know you guys are watching the big screen here, and the caution came out, and that was a tough call, stay out or pit. And you were watching everybody else and saying, all right, what are they going to do? And that I know it was a tough call for you guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But like I say, we've kind of rolled the dice here. We just have to see how it plays out. But proud of everybody no matter what happens here.
Well, I hear the cars fire back up. That could be a good sign for no, not for you guys. It couldn't be a good sign. All right, just Jonathan Toney. He's the crew chief for Cole Custer. Let's go to Brad Gilley.
Jeff Mentoring is the crew chief for Chandler Smith. And you guys are in a pretty good spot right now. So what do you think? Rain or let's run it out?
I'm hoping rain because we don't have enough fuel to run it out. That's what we're banking on. You look at the radar, it's iffy. Right now we got a light rain. It looks like it should be increasing here the longer we wait. So, I don't know, we're keeping our fingers crossed. I kind of hope it rains out because that's our play right now.
Can you tell us how many laps you might have left in the car? Or is that, like, you know, high-level, top-secret info here for this Joe Gibbs team?
No, we're honestly about 15 laps short of making it on field to the end. So yeah, we need it to rain out. We're going to lose a lot of spots here if it gets going again.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff Mentoring, the crew chief for Chandler Smith, and we'll see if that Toyota GR Supra finishes third or if they end up coming back down pit road if we get this race going again.
So six of the cars gambled and did not pit, Doug, and one of those already paid the price. Sammy Smith ran out before
right.
We even got to get going again.
There's just something fundamentally uncomfortable about hearing these crew chiefs saying, well, we're waiting for the rain to pick up. I mean, I get it. If I'm in that situation, I want it to absolutely unload, and NASCAR says everybody go home and we take our nice finishing spot and get out of here. By the way, Cole Custer is being scored as the race leader right now, and if this does get rained out, he would benefit and grab the win here at Dover. It would be his second win. I want to thank him for the great job he did as an analyst for us a couple of weeks ago at Texas Motor Speedway when we were down there for the Cup race. Mark, I think for somebody that hadn't done that much, I know he's done it a couple of other times, I think on MRN and a few other chances, I thought he was really money. He added a lot to the broadcast. He was insightful. He had great knowledge and even gave a shot at doing a little play-by-play a couple of times.
Yeah, he did a great job, and he was able to jump in and out very quickly with stuff that really came into play or was in play on the racetrack. And that is just something you and I can't do, right? We don't have the experience as being race drivers, and so they spot stuff that we don't spot, and Cole was able to bring that to the front.
I thought the impressive thing, and we've seen this too with Chastain when he's worked with us on some races, he would pick out a car and say, watch this car, and just by his eyeballing it, he knew that they were either going to go to the front or they were getting ready to fall off the pace. So thanks a lot, Cole. We really appreciate you dropping in with and playing with us down at Texas Motor Speedway. We're waiting out a very, very light rain shower here at Dover Motor Speedway, and we have a curious development. The race leaders out there want this race to be rained out. Cole Custer wants it to rain because if they restart, he does not have a fuel to go the 200 miles. And by making a pit stop, no matter how that happens, I don't see a way that he comes onto pit road and they make a stop and they cycle back around and it plays to his favor.
Doug, right now, Custer, Allgaier, Chandler Smith, 1, 2, 3. They will finish this race somewhere if they have to pit under green. And I'm guessing that we go back to getting cars on the racetrack. NASCAR opens up pit road and they may take the chance to dive in then. But they're going back to somewhere in the high, the lower teens, 18th, 19th, that kind of thing. And that's virtually no chance to make up that kind of space, that kind of time in this short period of time. So everything is in the handbasket for them right now. They are just hoping for rain, period. End of story.
NASCAR once again going around the circuit asking the different officials what the conditions of the racetrack is, and it hasn't changed, and they're still saying light rain or no change from the last time they asked.
And again, we are sitting here under this red flag, 33 laps to go, and the rain, a little bit of a surprise, Doug, because they talked about being chilly and not really that big of a chance for any kind of precipitation today. So that kind of snuck up on us here during this
event. I was going to say that. There was nothing in the forecast this morning because you routinely check the weather that said that there was going to be rain in the area. It was going to be unseasonably cool. And then tomorrow, I think this is the top end of a front that's coming through. The temperature is supposed to jump 20, 25 degrees. It's going to be really warm here at the racetrack.
And by the way, if you missed it earlier today on PRN, Kyle Busch in the RCR FICO Chevrolet captured the pole. 182.191 was his speed. Ryan Blaney will share the front row. William Byron, Tyler Reddick will be row two, row three. Noah Gregson, Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, Michael McDowell in row four with Alex Bowman and A.J. Allmendinger, I think was a bit of a surprise in qualifying as he'll start outside of row number five.
Yeah, that was a good run for A.J., and he was the very first car to go out and turn a lap today, and it held up, and it was good enough to get him into the top ten here as we're waiting out an ever-so-slight rain shower here at Dover Motor Speedway. As Mark said, we'll be back tomorrow with a little bit more action. Then PRN goes on hiatus for a little bit, and we won't be back on the air covering live racing until the Coca-Cola 600 Memorial Day weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
But that's a biggie.
And keep in mind, too, folks, between now and then, the NASCAR All-Star Race returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway. They've almost got a week's worth of racing starting on Tuesday, May 14th, going all the way through Sunday, the 19th. They will have cars tour there. They've got several different concerts. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will also be there. They will race on Saturday. And, of course, the Cup cars will be back with the All-Star Open and the 40th running of the NASCAR All-Star Race.
Wow. Does that make you feel a little
Yes,
old?
It does, because I remember the first one they ran after the old Busch Series race at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and it was one of the biggest crowds they'd ever had for a Busch race to watch that first All-Star.
It was major league right there. Because back then, $1 million to win.
Real money.
They got everybody's attention right there. Yep. Who won the first All-Star race?
Darrell Waltrip.
What happened to his engine?
Blew up his motor as he crossed the start finish
line. I wonder why that happened. Yeah. I guess the fuse was just only so long.
Yeah. You never know. Brad Gilley, what do you got?
All right, Phillip Bell's the crew chief for Brandon Jones. A lot of people wanted to rain up and down pit road. I'm guessing you would like to go finish this one out based on the amount of fuel you have.
Absolutely. We got enough fuel to go, so let's get it fired back up and be aggressive. That's our plan.
Well, it sounds like they just refired the engines. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Phillip Bell's the crew chief for Brandon Jones. They're the first ones who came down pit road. Right now he's six, but everyone else in front of him might have to make a stop.
Thanks a lot, Brad Gilley. They did refire the engines. You could hear the crowd react there. And by the way, if you want to go to the All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro, go to northwilkesborospeedway.com. Single tickets are available, so you can pick and choose which event you want to. Mark and I will be up there.
I'll tell you what. You look at it, starting with the cars, Z-Max Cars Tour. I want to spend the whole week up at North Wilkesboro. They've repaved the track.
Yep.
I'm excited for the All-Star Race. We've got this deal where Goodyear's going to have two different tire compounds. One's a little stickier, one grippier, but it won't last as long. So you got to figure out when you put that on. Some new pit strategy as well. I think with the new pavement, I think the All-Star Race is going to be quite the show at North Wilkesboro.
I know some of the new wore off of it after last year. It might be better to go back this year and check it all out. Mark and I will be there. Brad Gilley will also join me in the PA booth. So come on up and see us at North Wilkesboro for the All-Star Race. We'll take a break. We got cars moving around the racetrack.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, why must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
And welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway as we are getting ready to restart the race. Now here we've got guys who are trying to gamble on it raining, continuing to rain, and they have actually now headed back out, and now Cole Custer has stopped and pitted, and now he has given up the lead.
Now, Cole Custer came on pit road, and that was a big commitment, Mark. He surrendered the lead, and I guess their gamble is we're going to come in as early as we can and have as much time as we can to try to run down these other cars in front of us that have already pitted.
Doug, they simply faced reality. This race is going to probably restart, although we are not yet been given the one to go signal.
Chandler Smith
now giving it up. Justin Allgaier has stayed out. Let's go back down to Brad Gilley.
Yeah, Chandler Smith is in right now. They're going to go ahead and do four tires and fuel was the call from Jeff Mendering on that Toyota GR Supra. Unfortunate for them, Mendering told us they were not going to have enough to make it if the race was to go back to green. Wendy Venturini.
Big change of strategies here. Justin Allgaier on the apron. It's going to be one to go on the line. They are staying out as of now. They were prepared to do fuel, but then Cole Custer pit when pit road was closed, and now Justin Allgaier is asking Jim Pullman, can we make it from here? And Jim's answer was no.
Not even close.
All right, very, very, yeah, because we talked to other teams. We heard from other teams that said it was going to be, they were going to come up 15 laps short, and even if you ran them all under caution, Mark, I don't know if that works for you.
Allgaier almost came onto pit road, Doug. He ducked down, then came quickly back out onto the racetrack. And you look at the guys, look at Brandon Jones, Doug, sitting there in the fifth spot right now. He's got fuel, plenty now. He pitted earlier. 67 races since Brandon Jones has won. He's got five career Xfinity Series wins. Right now, Doug, he's in a pretty good spot, as well as Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, and some of those other guys.
Carson Quappel is being scored in the fourth spot right now. So everything has been turned upside down here at Dover Motor Speedway with fuel strategies playing out and the rain interruption and folks making gambles, and the teams that gambled that the race was going to be rain shortened look like they're going to lose, Mark.
Absolutely, and it's tough to see why Justin Allgaier and those guys decided to stay out, and it looks like they'll have to pit under green after this race restarts, because NASCAR has been given the one to go. So here's our top 10. Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Parker Kligerman, fourth, Carson Quappel, Sheldon Creed, fifth, Brandon Jones, sixth, seventh, Sam Mayer, Riley Herbst, eighth, ninth is Taylor Gray, AJ Allmendinger in 10th. As we get set,
NASCAR has waved off the restart, Mark. They've had the caution car turn its lights back on. They have said they are not going to let the teams choose again because they chose last lap, but they will go next time by. That'll be with 28 laps to go. Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini.
There was a lot happening just now in the last lap. It was Justin Allgaier on the inside, Austin Hill on the outside. Justin Allgaier is supposed to restart this race as the leader. He was choosing the outside lane. He went to go up high towards Austin Hill. Austin Hill ran into him. So there was argument, and now the NASCAR officials are here in the pit stall for Justin Allgaier as they argue on who can choose as the restart of this race, and Justin was trying to choose the outside line. Two NASCAR officials up on top of the pit box right now talking to Jim Pullman, and Jim Pullman is very animated down here with NASCAR.
I'll tell you what, again, Allgaier does not have enough fuel to restart this race. The lights are off, Pat Patterson. Looks like we are getting ready to go.
Yeah, ready or not, get ready to go. That's for sure. Justin Allgaier getting back and forth on his tires, trying to clean them all. Austin Hill up here on the outside of row number one. Lights are off on that Mustang pace car. Carson Quapple, Parker Kligerman right behind him. We're headed to the Geico restart zone, and who knows what's going to happen.
28 laps to go here, and it's going to be a frantic finish at Dover Motors Speedway as they flash across the start-finish line. Allgaier, he's low on fuel, is down to the inside. To his outside, it's Austin Hill.
Allgaier gets a nose out in front of Hill, but Hill holds him tight down at the bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier looks like he's going to come away with the lead. Carson Quapple right in the middle of that mix. Now Austin Hill moves Allgaier up the racetrack and takes the lead off four.
Austin Hill will lead them across the stripe with 27 laps to go. Then Carson Quapple, and then the 18 of Sheldon Creed.
Carson Quapple just about a car length behind on the leader, Austin Hill. Austin Hill now bound down the backstretch. He's got just a half a car length, and Brandon Jones goes for a wild ride in his car. Hangs on to it. I don't think he hit anything. Gonna bring the caution flag out. Brandon Jones, the pole sitter, just lost control of his car midway down the backstretch.
And that's going to bring out the yellow flag once again. That's six cautions here today. We owe our stations a local break. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
All right, before Brandon Jones went on that wild ride, he didn't hit anything down the backstretch. He slid sideways. It looked really scary. The restart was under review. They have now said the restart was fine. I'm watching the scoreboard over here, Mark, and just in that little short sprint that we had before the yellow came out, Cole Custer has rallied all the way to 14th. We have 25 laps to go right now, probably around 21 when they restarted. I don't know if that's enough for him to get back up in the front, but he jumped a lot of cars.
Doug, he's got to be on off. At least he can be on offense right now. He's got four tires. He's got plenty of fuel. Justin Allgaier is up there currently listed in the third spot, and he is finally going to have to give it up. He's coming onto pit lane. He'll give up the track position here with 24 laps to go. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
They had 10 laps to go before they were going to run out of fuel. Crew chief Jim Pullman said, we have to pit. We can't take this chance. Justin Allgaier is very upset in the radio. He wants clarification on the choose rule and exactly what happened before that last restart. It is going to be four tires of fuel for Justin Allgaier. I know Austin Hill is going to be the leader of this race. Let's keep in mind Carson Quapple did pit and has plenty of fuel to the end.
We're going to take you commercial free to the checkered flag, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And Doug, take a look at this right now. Carson Quapple.
Yeah.
Up there, threatening.
That's pretty amazing.
His first Xfinity Series race in his second start. That's pretty impressive.
Well, he had a nice run at Martinsville earlier this year, and he's putting on a good show here today for Junior Motorsports. Austin Hill, no surprise to see him up near the front. Guy is a really good race car driver, and he's starting to stack up some numbers that make you notice him. He has 8 career wins, and he's got a couple this year at Daytona and Atlanta.
couple of other drivers looking for their first win in the top five. Sheldon Creed currently running in the third spot. Taylor Gray, another rookie driver, he's running in the fifth position. And don't look now, Ryan Truex, who hasn't been much of a story all day long, Doug, he's in the seventh spot. He's going to start, you know, somewhere in the first three or four rows of this thing. And let's not forget the guy who's been dominating late, has four tires and fuel. You mentioned all the ground Cole Custer made up under that quick yellow. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Brandon Jones thought he was in a great position when the green flag came back out. They were the first that had taken fuel before the rain stopped the race. Now Brandon Jones in for a second time on pit road. What happened in that caution, A.J. Allmendinger actually bounced off the outside retaining wall, went down the racetrack, and bounced into the right front of Brandon Jones. They didn't think he had that much damage. They brought him down for a four-tire pit stop, topped him off with Sunoco fuel. They came back out on the racetrack and realized that the left front was dragging, so Brandon Jones back on pit road again. They're trying to repair a little bit of left front damage. It's all right around the wheel well, just to make sure that they don't go out there and pop a tire by having bodywork drag on that right front.
Thanks a lot, Brad Gilley. Pit road will be closed. They will choose this time by, and the next time by, they're going to turn them loose for a sprint to the finish, as it will be 21 laps to go. If the rain doesn't pick up, they'll have a 21-lap shootout to decide this race today.
Well, the rain's not picking up, but the yellow flags are. We went several long green flag runs in this event. We've had some caution flags here late in the event and turned this thing upside down when the leader, Cole Custer, with the rain lightly falling on the racetrack, decided not to pit. Neither did Justin Allgaier. They had dominated those two cars most of the day. They didn't pit. The race restart. A bunch of cars did. Got fuel. The race restarted. They finally had to pit. Gave up the track position and perhaps any chance for a victory.
By the way, Taylor Gray having a pretty good day right now. The way the race is settled out now, he is in the fifth spot. So that'd be a really good run for him. Anthony Alfredo is up to 10th. And Daniel Dye riding in the 11th spot. We need to pause 10 seconds for station ID. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Back here at Dover, Delaware, getting ready to restart the Bet Rivers 200 for the Xfinity Series. They'll restart with 21 to go. Carson Quapple making just his second Xfinity Series start.